UAW Mobile.
Hey, KO4 HKX.
How are you doing on this fine Monday?
Good. How about you? I seen you had another trip around the sun this weekend.
Yes, 65th time I've made that orbit. It sure takes a long time to make 65 orbits, you know that?
We can find out.
40-somethings, right? Well, no, 40-somethings or 50-somethings?
47, I'll be 48 in May.
7 trips around it together. It's not so bad. We didn't get into very much, very many places where the cosmic rays made it through the sun's protective shield.
No, we're doing pretty good on that part for now.
But there's some generations that haven't fared so well in that area. So I guess we can knock on wood. We're doing pretty good.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Making my rounds. I want to make chili for supper tonight. My wife told me, no, I'll make chili. And I told her, no, I want to make chili. I've never made chili before, and she probably makes the best chili on the planet.
Sound good. Good bowl of chili and some cornbread to go with it. That'd be good.
My chili. That's why I want to find out what the ingredients are and go to the store and get them and come back and put it together. I think it takes... Usually... She's got something going in the crock pot for a few days before the chili shows up. So I don't know what that is. I don't know how she does it, but she told me not to mess around with it. Just let her do it.
It takes longer than a couple hours to make it. Usually, to do it right anyway, putting it in the crock pot, usually an all-day affair anyway.
I'm missing. That's the part I don't know what goes in there and for how long it goes in there, the ingredients. And then it comes out of there and it goes into something that goes on a pot on the stove, right?
Different on how they make it. So you just got to figure out what you like and experiment from there.
Like, but she just doesn't have the time or isn't taking the time to teach me how to do that. And I keep insisting, but so far resistance is working for her. How about you? What are you up to today?
Taking the drive down to Berea so I can finish up my afternoon route. But other than that, we're doing pretty good today. It's been pretty busy. Went down and visited with some other hams and hung out with them for a little while.
They catch up on Monday that much harder. Now you got a 3-day weekend, huh?
Or most of the time I end up doing that because I can finish up my Friday work most of the time in just an hour or two. Usually doesn't take too long, but I try to set time away so that I can try to look over the sales items and stuff like that because we always have our sales meetings on Saturdays.
Develop a rhythm that works for you. I've been looking at other jobs that have been coming out, but that's all I'm doing so far. I think after going a year with freedom, it's going to be very hard. It's going to have to be a really good one to push the button on it. But there are some that are enticing, but not enticing enough to push the button.
I do, after a year off, go back to work for somebody else anyway. Maybe you can find you some kind of little side hustle thing you got going on and do it that way instead of having to work for somebody.
On airplane stuff and all that stuff that's going on over in Ukraine, the kind of FPV flying that I'm doing, there's got to be something, there's got to be some opportunity somewhere in there.
So with the way drones are being used over there, that's for sure.
I know they're using RD pilots over there because there's no way they came up with a flight controller on their own. And they're using just regular old radio control airplane equipment and putting an RD pilot in it. And there's got to be a way to get in the back door and have that turn around and go back to where it came from. I know for sure there's a trigger in there that you can set that says, once you've completed your trip in one direction, you know, check this switch, and if it's equal to one, make the trip, you know, in exactly the backwards direction. So if we could figure out a way to flip that switch while it's still in the air, problem solved.
Does that home function on them, where they'll come home after you, with a certain command?
There's a thousand different ways you can program them, and one of them is so that it doesn't need any radio frequency whatsoever. All right, you pre-program the path, it establishes where it is, you know, its home point, and once you launch it, it doesn't need to communicate back with the ground station. But you can also, you know, set it so that it will return once it gets there, or so that it lands when it's there. And they've got it programmed to where it lands when it's there, except they're landing, you know, is below this, the surface of whatever, because they just dive right into it. They just set the point below the surface of the dirt, and it just flies right through it and triggers itself to explode. But there's a way to set it so that, you know, if you get in trouble, you can reverse your trip. And if we could just figure out a way to get that turned on, then mid-flight, the problem would go away. We wouldn't have a problem because it would destroy whatever place it left from. It would turn around, go back, and it'd be out of their control because there's no radio communication after they're launched.
It'd be handy in that situation, I'm sure. But also, as cheap as those drones are, I'm sure it's not affecting them a whole lot on all the funds we're sending over there for them to fight that war.
About it. The hobby part is the cheapest part, and it's the one doing the most destructive. There was a point in time when I was competing about 30 years ago that we put 60-sized rear intake, rear exhaust engines on a 40-sized plane and launched them by hand. And they were so fast, they were like as fast as those missiles are that you see being launched on TV. That's how fast they were. And you just feel so empowered when you've got that kind of control and that kind of speed. And you could go over there and just teach them how to fly those, and you could just fly it right into it, and that'd be the end of it. You have that much control. When you overpower one, it could catch those, because those are like lumber wagons. Those are heavy, heavy drones. They're carrying heavy payload, and they've got a heavy engine. They're flying slow. They're like less than 100 miles an hour, or around 100 miles an hour. And these things will go 200-300 miles an hour. So you could catch them and just smash right into them, and that'd be a whole lot better than shooting small arms fire at them and hoping you hit something vital, and then it coming down, wherever it comes down, and blowing up.
Definitely a better setup than waiting until it hits the ground to explode.
I was just thinking about different things because, you know, that's my hobby. That's my number one hobby. Different ways to get around that, and there's a lot of different ways to get around that. But, you know, the chiefs and commanders probably, the people that are in charge of thinking of what they're going to do about that probably have never flown RC airplane, probably don't have a clue about that stuff.
But unless we've got some of our drone pilots over there, which are flying a whole different level of drone.
They are, but they're probably flying that stuff that flies itself and not really, you know, have full command of it. They have some override over its automation capabilities instead of having, you know, brute control, which there is a huge difference when you've got full control over it versus something else, and you know how to fly, and it's got a lot of power so that it can go 200-300 miles an hour. It's a totally different animal at that point.
I don't know anything about aviation or flying those drones at all, so I wouldn't know where to start.
It's hard to know about that and not be able to go over there and help them out. I want to just pack my bags and go over there and bring some airplanes over there with high-speed airplanes and show them how to take care of their phone, but you can't have everybody in all places at the same time either. I think that Israeli Iron Dome, have you seen any of those videos of the Iron Dome and how that works?
Hey, Dave, can you bump your power up just a little bit? I don't know if it's me or what, but it's real scratchy right now.
Because I'm down on the water. Give me a minute and I'll see what I can do. W4DJW. Climbing up out of the valley I was down in, and I got a little bit more power. Is that any better?
A little bit better, yes. And it could be me too. Who knows anymore?
Hey, you're full scale, full quieting. And I am still climbing up, so it might still get better. But that Iron Dome, it's got some Gatling guns, just rapid fire, and tracers that trace airplanes or, whatever's coming through the air at it. And it just shoots, like every six bullet is a tracer. And I think they're 50 caliber rounds. And anything that comes anywhere near it, it's probably going into the dirt. You've probably seen those videos on social media before.
Seen some of those before. But Dave, I am pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s. You be careful out there wherever you're at, and have a good evening. KO4HKX.
I'm almost at my destination, too, so have a good one. Maybe I'll catch you on my return route. W4DJW.